请大家打开提摩太后书第一章。
Please turn your Bibles to Timothy, book, Second Timothy.
我们感谢主，让我能够平安回来，跟大家在一起。
I thank God that He has allowed me to come back safely to be with you.
我们也谢谢弟兄姐妹的带导。
And also thank the brothers and sisters for praying for me.
Yeah, 希望应该我应该不会再出差了。
And hopefully I will not have to leave this pulpit for a while now.
Okay. 让我们打开提摩太后书，我们已经讲完提摩太前书，现在让我们开始讲提摩太后书。
So with in our study of Timothy, we have completed 1 Timothy, and today we begin on 2 Timothy.
所以我们要从提摩太后书来跟大家分享。
I will be reading from 2 Timothy.
我们要从第一节读到第八节。
Chapter 1, we'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 8.
提摩太后书第一章第一节说，奉神旨意照着在耶稣基督里生命的应许做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主耶稣归于你。第三节，我感谢神，就是我借续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。想到你心里无为之信，这信先是在你外祖母罗姨和你母亲尤尼基心里，我深信也在你们心里。为此我提醒你，使你将神借着我按手给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。你不要以给我们的主耶给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要为我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力以我为福音同受苦难。
Verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Verse 8, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
今天我们要讲的经文其实就是第一节到第六节。
Today we will be focusing on verse 1 to verse 6.
那么我们给大家讲第七、第八节是给你比较有完整的这个图面。
And reading verse 7 and 8 is really just to give us a more complete picture.
所以今天我们要讲的题目是张开眼睛祷告。
Our message today is pray with your eyes open.
很多时候我们祷告的是关起眼睛。
Most of the time we pray when we close our eyes.
关起眼睛是好的，因为我们关起眼睛，我们就不会分心。
And that's a good thing because when we close our eyes, we won't be distracted.
我们可以专心的祷告。
And we can focus on what we're praying about.
而且呢，当我们祷告的时候，我们要来到神的面前，要有这个尊敬神、敬畏神的心。
And as we pray, we want to come before God with a reverence.
所以我们不要张开眼睛分心看周围，我们要专心敬拜我们的神。
And closing our eyes helps us to do that as we focus and on worshiping our Lord.
但是有时候我们成为一个法利赛人的律法主义 legalistic， 我们说哎呀，你祷告的时候一定要关眼睛，不关眼睛就不算祷告。
But sometimes we might be legalistic about it and we say, oh, if you don't close your eyes, then you're not really praying.
但是呢，有时候我们需要开着眼睛祷告。
But there are times where we need to open our eyes to pray.
记得以前我们在这里的时候有陌生人走进来。
There are times when there are strangers that walk in amongst us.
所以当我们祷告的时候, 大家都关起眼睛, 结果这个陌生人是贼来的,偷了我们好几个皮包。
And because we close our eyes, we don't know that the person who comes in may not be trustworthy and takes things from us.
当我们有这个圣经大会的时候, Bible conference的时候, 我们就发生过这些事情。
And that was the case when we had our Bible conference and the public was invited.
所以我们叫我们的这个我们当中的一些带领的弟兄姐妹开着眼睛祷告。
And so we got our leaders to keep our eyes open as we prayed.
所以当我们祷告的时候，是要开着眼睛还是关着眼睛呢？
So when we pray, do we keep our eyes closed or open?
我们开着眼睛祷告呢，有没有圣经的根据？
Is there any biblical precedent?
其实有的，主耶稣曾经有这么讲过，说总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑，因为你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却是软弱。
Well, in Matthew 26:41, our Lord said, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak."
所以这里呢，讲到警醒的时候，是指到要打开眼睛，要警醒，要注意。
And over here, when it tells us to watch and pray, it means to be vigilant.
所以我们要眼睛看清楚那个情况，然后才来祷告。
And we need to have our eyes open and assess and understand the situation and then pray.
其实主耶稣好多次他祷告的时候，在比如说在五饼二鱼，他祷告的时候呢，他望着天，然后祝福，然后来祷告。
And Jesus did the same several times, especially in Mark, where he said, where he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven and prayed.
所以他打开眼睛看着天祷告。
He opened his eyes, looked into the heavens and prayed.
那么主耶稣另外一次在使拉撒勒复活的时候呢，他也是这样，他打开眼睛，他望着天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听了我。”
Jesus did the same when he prayed for Lazarus and he raised Lazarus when he lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me."
当然，我们今天不是要告诉你要打开眼睛还是要关眼睛。
Today we're not asking you whether we're not debating whether you should close or open your eyes.
我们不是在讲祷告的知识。
We're not talking about the details of prayer.
我们主要是说什么呢？是要告诉你说，我们打开眼睛是说我们要观看我们的周围，看我们的情况，然后祷告。
What we are saying is that we need to be aware of our environment and the situation around us in order to pray.
我们意思是说，我们祷告，很多时候我们祷告不知道，我们关起眼睛只有讲祷告，就是我的需要，我的家人，我的教会，我们看不到别人。
And there is a tendency that if we close our eyes and pray, our prayers all tend to be self-centered and focused on ourselves. We pray about our families, our lives, and not the people around us.
但是今天我们需要打开眼睛，看我们周围的人，看周围的需要，特别是保罗在这段圣经里面，他为提摩太祷告的时候，他很清楚知道提摩太的需要。
Today we want to think about praying with our eyes open, understanding the needs that are around us. Just like Timothy prayed for just like how Paul prayed for Timothy over here.
今天呢，我们活在一个不同的世界，我们的世界今天是非常的不同。The
world has changed a lot today.
那么今天我们看到这个回教伊斯兰回教组织这个在周围引起很多这个恐怖事件。We
see in the past few days, ISIS causing a lot of terror around the world.
特别是讲到埃及的这个攻击事件。
We talk about we've seen the attack in Egypt.
一架飞机坠毁。
Where a plane was downed.
那么在巴黎，我们也看到他们这个恐怖事件。
We saw the same in Paris over the past few days.
在过去，我们也看到这个在西非这个马里那里也是有出现这个恐怖分子。
And then a few days later, we saw an attack in Mali in West Africa.
那么我们怎么样呢? 怎么样为这些事情祷告? 如果你相信神是有主权的，你怎么样祷告呢?
How then as Christians should we pray for these things? If you believe that God is sovereign in all of this, how should we pray?
我们需要祷告，因为我们需要警醒，我们需要观看，然后来到神的面前宝座前祷告，因为他是管理宇宙万物的神。
If we indeed believe in this, we need to be vigilant looking out at things and praying because God is the God that controls everything.
我们要祷告，因为今天的世局，这个世界已经不同了，已经改变了，已经不像是我们以前所认识的世界。And
the prayer is urgent because the world has changed and things are not the way it used to be.
我们要为福音祷告。
We need to pray for the gospel.
我们要为神的旨意行在地上祷告。
We need to pray that God's will be done here.
我们要为在这些地方的教会，主耶稣的教会，怎么样来面对这些恐怖主义来祷告。
We need to pray for the churches in these places that are facing these issues.
我们要为我们自己跟我们的家人祷告。
We need to pray for ourselves and the people around us, our families.
我们要为自己的孩子将来怎么样面对这个世界来祷告。
We need to pray for our children who will be facing the future.
所以我们要打开眼睛祷告，不然的时候你的祷告非常局限。
So we must be opening our eyes to pray, otherwise our prayers are extremely narrow.
不要讲世界，我们讲新加坡。
So let's not even talk about the world, let's talk about Singapore.
在过去我们看到新加坡的这个大型教会 的这个领导人被政府这个因为犯罪然后被控告上法庭而且被定罪。
In the recent days, we saw how the leaders of a mega church in Singapore were sentenced by the court.
像我们怎么祷告呢？
How then should we be praying about
that? 我们需要祷告，因为我们知道我们必须要敬畏神，要惧怕神。
We must be praying because we know we need to fear and revere God.
因为神呢，不要自轻，因为神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Brethren, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap.
所以你看到这些事情，你知道你要为新加坡祷告，为新加坡的教会祷告，为新加坡的基督徒祷告。我们要保持圣洁，我们要与世界分别出来，我们要为这些教会里面的这些人祷告，让他们开眼睛，知道神是要被敬畏的。
And we need to be vigilant about this. We need to be opening our eyes to see and pray for the Singapore, pray for the churches in which these issues are happening, and pray for their salvation.
因为我们知道我们的神是圣洁的，他不以有罪为无罪。
We know that our Lord is holy, and He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
就算你是基督徒，你犯罪，神也是要审判你的。
And even if you are a Christian and you sin, there will be punishment.
所以我们不要掉以轻心，不要以为这个没有问题。
So let us not think lightly of sin.
很多人认为如果这件事情发生，带给神羞辱。
A lot of people think that because this happened, God has brought shame to God.
是的，但是同样的时候也看到神的荣耀，因为神是圣洁的，他是公义的，他必然审判罪恶。
Indeed. But let's not forget God is holy and God is sovereign and He will judge sin.
所以我们要祷告。
So we need to be praying.
求主让我们在这边能够为主的名的荣耀再一次的彰显出来。
We must pray that the Lord will allow us to glorify His name even within this.
我们要祷告让神的福音，耶稣基督的福音被传扬，准确的福音传扬，而不是这个发财这个致富的福音。
We need to be praying for the spread of the gospel and an accurate biblical gospel and not a health and wealth gospel.
所以我们要张开眼睛祷告，让使到我们的祷告生活不会这样这个太过这个自我为中心。
And so we need to be looking around us as we pray so that our prayers are not narrow.
所以当我们回来看我们的经文。
So let's come back to the passage today.
保罗在这里开始提摩太这个后书，然后他就讲第一节说，奉神旨意照着耶稣基督里生命的应许，做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，写信给亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神我们的主耶稣归于你。
Paul opens his letter by saying, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus,To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus.
当然，这两节是很简单的，是一个很简单的一个书信，告诉谁写信给谁。我是保罗，使耶稣基督的使徒，写信给我的属灵的儿子提摩太愿恩惠平安赐予你。
And at first look, this seems to be a very, you know, simple convention of greeting, where Paul, identifying himself as the author, says.He is writing as an apostle, according to the will of God, to Timothy, his beloved child.
所以他就讲完之后，他就开始，他说我第三节说，我感谢神，就是借续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。我感谢神，为什么呢？在祈祷的时候不住的想念你。
And then he begins his letter proper by saying, I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors with a clear conscience.As I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day.
所以简单的话，这句话的意思是说，我感谢神，因为我常常想到你。
And if you will paraphrase this in a simple way, he's saying, I thank God because I remember you.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
那么第二点呢，他就说我感谢神，我想我祷告的时候常常纪念你的眼泪。
Second point is, as I'm praying, I constantly remember your tears.
我们会讲这是第二点。
And that's the second point.
那么第三点，他说当我想到你的时候呢，第五节，想到你无微之信。
And he says in verse 5 that as I remember you in my prayers, I'm reminded of your sincere faith.
所以这个就我们要把这三点就分出来。所以这边看到，我们首先看这段这个提摩太后书的时候，我们先看到保罗怎么样为提摩太祷告。
And as we begin our study in 2 Timothy, we see how Paul prays for Timothy.
所以当我们看这段圣经，首先你看的时候，你好像，这段圣经并不是在讲祷告。
And at face value, you look at this passage and you might think, but this doesn't talk about prayer.
让我告诉你，第三节到第五节在希腊文是一句话。
But let me tell you, in the Greek, verse 3 to verse 5 is an entire long sentence.
所以在这边他说我感谢神，感谢神就是一种祷告的一种。
And he begins the sentence by saying, I thank God, which is part of prayer.
而且呢，当他讲下去的时候，他说当我祷告的时候呢，他说你看第三节，他说祈祷的时候不住的想念你，所以他在祈祷，他感谢神。
And then in verse 3, he talks about how he's praying, and in his prayer, he thanks God.
而且呢，你注意看到这里，他说他祷告的时候呢，他说他祷告的时候不住的想念你，而且呢，如果你看英文的圣经呢，他是其实我们看下去第四节，他说昼夜切切的想要见你。
And in fact, it says that I remember you constantly, Paul says of Paul. And if we go down further to verse 4, he says, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy.
同样的，他讲到 day and night, night and day, 就是他不断的祷告，而且是不断的祷告，不断是白天还是晚上，他常常的祷告。
He talks about night and day, and that talks about his ceaseless prayer.
所以这个就是像保罗在提摩太这个帖撒罗尼迦前书五章七节十七节说不住的祷告。
And that echoes what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing.
所以保罗不断的祷告，不断的祷告，为提摩太祷告。你有没有这样为你的弟兄祷告
？Paul is praying ceaselessly. For Timothy, is that the way we pray for our brothers and sisters?
所以保罗不断的祷告的时候，他想念到他，然后他想念到他的眼泪，然后他想念到他的信仰。
He prays night and day. As he prays, he remembers Timothy. As he remembers Timothy, he remembers his tears and his faith.
所以我们要从这三点里面想到保罗怎么样为提摩太祷告。
And in these three points, we want to see how Paul prays for Timothy.
在我们还没有继续讲下去，让我先介绍一下。这个提摩太后书的背景。
Before we delve into that, let me give you a quick background on Second Timothy.
这个提摩太后书呢，跟提摩太前书是很不一样的书信。
The two epistles, First Timothy and Second Timothy, are extremely different.
提摩太前书是讲到保罗写信给提摩太，告诉他在教会里面如何管理教会。
In First Timothy, we saw that Paul was writing to Timothy to tell him how to conduct and manage the church.
但是在提摩太后书呢，就完全不一样了。现在是保罗在坐在监牢里面。
But Second Timothy is different. Paul sits in a prison cell.
这一次的监牢呢，不是第一次的监牢。第一次的监牢他还很轻松。第二次的监牢呢，他是坐在一个黑暗，而且被锁链捆锁，而且没有灯，而且是被定罪，没有的逃生，因为这是最后一次他要被砍头了。
In First Timothy, he was under house arrest.And that gave him a lot of freedom still to move around and do the things that he needed to do. In 2 Timothy, Paul is sitting in a cold prison cell, shackled and bound, waiting for a sentence.
而且这个时候呢，他不但在被关在黑暗的牢里面呢，同时间呢，所有的人都离开他了。
At the same time, the people who were with him and around him have left.
所以他在一个孤独孤单，没有人领会，准备面对死亡的保罗。
Here he is left alone, without any support, waiting for death.
当他写提摩太后书的时候，他是告诉提摩太，他多么想念他，而且呢，要提摩太赶快来，而且呢，他要把这个棒子交给保罗，说继续为这个神的话打这个场仗。
And he's telling Timothy to hurry and come, because he wants to see Timothy. he wants to pass the mantle on to Timothy to continue the fight.
所以在这段这本提摩太后书里面充满了这种感情，那么告诉保罗，告诉提摩太说，你要赶快来，我要把棒子交给你，这是一个很重要的责任。
And there is this urgency that you see throughout the epistle that Paul wants Timothy to come and so that he can pass on the mantle to him.
而且呢，保罗就在这里告诉提摩太说，你不要惧怕。
At the same time, he tells Timothy, do not be afraid.
要勇敢。
You need to be courageous.
因为这个时候他说，神给你的不是胆怯的心地气节，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
In verse 7, he tells Timothy, God gave us a spirit not of fear, but a power of love and self-control.
在第八节他说，你不要以为主做见证为耻。
He says, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
所以这段这本书呢，是告诉我们保罗把棒子交给提摩太，然后叫他坚强起来。
And this epistle is about Paul passing the mantle of ministry on to his spiritual son, Timothy.
所以在这本书信里面呢，充满了许多的命令。
And so we see that throughout this episode, there's a lot of commands for Timothy.
其实在这本书里面有25个命令的这个25个命令。
In fact, there are 25 imperatives for Timothy.
所以当我们进去读的时候呢，我们就要明白为什么保罗处于在这个心情。
And so as we read this, we want to consider why Paul is feeling this way.
So 首先呢，我们就看保罗一写这封信的时候，一开始就告诉他说，提摩太，你要来，我在为你祷告。
And as he opens, he says, Timothy, you need to come, and I'm praying for you.
第，我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
他说，我感谢神，就是借续祖先用清洁良心所侍奉的神，我祈祷的时候不住的想念你。
Paul says, I thank God whom I serve as did my ancestors with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day.
所以我们刚才这边讲到说，保罗在祷告的时候，他感谢神，他想到提摩太的时候，他感谢神，他为什么感谢，为提摩太怎么样的来感谢神呢？
We said earlier that as Paul is praying, he is thinking of Timothy and he's thanking God. Why?
所以我们要知道为什么保罗在这个时候为提摩太感谢些什么东西。
What is Paul thanking God for as he remembers Timothy?
所以我们需要打开眼睛，提摩太你做了什么？保罗怎么样为你来感谢神？
So we must open our eyes and see what exactly is Paul thanking God for.
所以我们第一点呢，要让大家看到呢，保罗为提摩太祷告的时候，他为他的这个强项或者他的长处来祷告或者感恩。
Our first point is Paul prays for Timothy's strength.
所以我们要注意他的是，我们为弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，你看到你的弟兄的强项或者他的长处，你看到他的强的地方在哪里吗？
The point here is, as we're praying for our brothers and sisters, do we see their strengths?
在其实，在提摩太在帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候，我们也看到同样，保罗在为帖撒罗尼迦祷告的时候呢，他注意到帖撒罗尼迦有三方面的成长。
And it's the same way when Paul writes to the Thessalonians and he observes the fact that there are three areas in which the Thessalonians are growing.
第一，他注意到这个帖撒罗尼迦教会呢，他信心格外的增长。
In the first, he says, your faith is growing abundantly.
第二呢，看到他们的爱心呢，也非常的充足。
Not only that, he says that the love of every one of you for one another is increasing.
而且他发现呢，他在困难中呢，他也能够坚持，能够忍耐，他也有信心。
And the third point, he sees that their steadfastness and faith in all their persecutions and in the afflictions that they are enduring.
所以当你为你的弟兄祷告的时候呢，你为什么祷告？
So as we're praying for our brothers and sisters, what are we praying for?
或者是你为他来感，为什么来感恩？
Or what are we giving thanks for in their life?
首先呢，我们要注意到，如果你为你的弟兄姐妹祷告呢，第一你应该感恩的就是他的救恩。
First of all, of course, when we're praying for one another, we need to give thanks for their salvation.
神拯救他,
the Lord has saved him or her.
神开他的眼睛,
open their eyes.
让他爱神,
that they might love God.
让他信靠神,
that they might believe in God.
让他爱他的话语,
that they might love his word.
让他能够在属灵上面成长,
that he would grow in spiritual.
让他能够侍奉神,
that he or she would be able to serve the Lord.
让他愿意彼此相爱,
that they would be able to love one another.
让他愿意传扬主的福音,
that they would be willing to spread the
gospel. 所以当我们看弟兄的时候呢, 我们要注意看我们在弟兄或者姐妹身上 可不可以看到找到我们叫做恩典的迹象 signs of grace， 让他能够让我们来感恩的。
And so as we're praying for one another, we need to have our eyes open to see signs of grace in their lives.
所以我们必须要怎么样为弟兄祷告呢？这里保罗给我们一个很好的教导，一个模范，一个 example， 让我们看到祷告的时候，你看保罗他为提摩太祷告的时候，他说他为他感恩，为他什么感恩？很多东西可以感恩。
And so we see how do we pray for one another. Paul has given us a good example over here. As we give thanks, what are we giving thanks for?
特别保罗在这边讲说，我感谢神，就是借续主心用清洁良心所侍奉的神。为什么他讲这句话？
In particular, he says that he thanks God whom he serves as did my ancestors with a clear conscience.
为什么要用感谢神？他为提摩太感谢的时候，为什么要提到我是借续我的祖先的侍奉的神，我也照样侍奉我的神？为什么要提这一点
？And why does Timothy, as he's saying that he thanks God for, why does Paul, as he's thanking God for Timothy, say that his ancestors also served God with that clear conscience?
为什么呢
？Why？
因为如果你注意看这一句话了，然后你再比较第五节，他说提摩太也是。他想到提摩太的时候呢，他说你这个信心呢，先是在外祖母罗伊，还有你母亲尤尼基心里，现在也在你心里。一说你所敬奉的神呢，是有传统的教导。
If you see that in verse 3, there is a parallel to verse 5 where he tells Timothy that I'm reminded of your faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. What he's saying is that the faith that you have.There is a heritage or there is a tradition.
所以你会发现呢，保罗不是创新，保罗是继续他祖先所侍奉的神，他继续侍奉神。提摩太也是一样，因为他祖母信，因为他的妈妈信，他把这个信仰传给他的孩子，他孩子也信。
Paul is saying that there is a Christian heritage in Timothy's life, just as there was in his own.
所以他为这个感谢神。
And he thanks God for that.
你要知道，保罗把这两个放在一起的时候，是保罗告诉提摩太，你跟我一样。
And he does this as a way to tell Timothy that the both of us are the same.
而且呢，他告诉保罗说，你知道吗？我现在坐在监里，你不要为我坐在监里面而感觉到羞耻。
Moreover, he tells Timothy, I'm in jail right now.Do not be ashamed of me.
而且我侍奉神呢，我虽然在坐在监里面，我侍奉神呢是用清洁的良心侍奉神。
And as I sit in jail, as I serve God in jail, I do so with a clear conscience.
你要知道，现在保罗快要死了。
You must understand that Paul is right at the edge of death.
他被关在监牢里面。
He's stuck in a jail cell.
被在黑暗中，所有的人都离开他。
He is in darkness, and the people around him have left.
他快要死了。
And he's ready to die.
当他想到他的过去，他会感觉到，因为我犯罪，现在被砍头呢，还是因为我根本没有侍奉神，我已经当跑的路我已经跑尽了，当守的信我已经守住了，应该做的事情我全部做了，这是用清洁的良心来侍奉。
And as he's sitting there thinking back on life, he has a clear conscience because he has done nothing wrong.And he has run the race and he has finished the race in a good way.
所以这个他用清洁的良心非常重要，因为他人要死了，他当回想他一切的人生的时候呢，他没有颓丧，没有悔意，没有认为自己做错，应该是我已经做的应该做的我都做好了。
As he sits there and contemplates this, he thinks to himself that the things that he has done or he needed to do.He has done, and he has a clear conscience.
有多少人在他临死的床上思想他一生的时候感觉到后悔？
How many people, as they lie on their deathbed and think back on their lives, feel a sense of regret?
我相信很多很多人在他临死的时候回想他的一生的时候，有很多事情可以后悔。
I believe that there are many who lie on their deathbed.And regret just about everything in their lives.
那么你呢？
What about you?
你还没有躺在这个临死的床上。
You may not be on your deathbed.
但是呢，你要肯定你现在所做的，在你临死的时候不会感觉到后悔。你会说，我凭着良心，现在所侍奉的神，我从开始到现在都一样，我的生命是有价值的，在神面前是被接纳的。
But you must have now a clear conscience to know that whatever you are doing in your life. It's not something you will regret. There is eternal value in what you do.
所以保罗告诉提摩太是说，我是这样，我相信你也是这样。
And Paul is telling Timothy that I'm like this, and I believe that you are too.
我们两个是一样的。
You and I were the same.
所以保罗把提摩太拉起来跟他平等，然后告诉他说，你要继续做我做的工作。
And in doing so, he raises Timothy up, and then he says, you need to continue doing this.
所以当保罗为提摩太祷告的时候，他说：“我祷告，这个祷告就是侍奉神，这个侍奉神，这个侍奉 serve 这个字呢，其实是在旧约里面讲到他们献祭的时候用的一个字。”
And when he says that you must serve or continue serving, it is in the Old Testament a word used as something about offering.
所以这边他在侍奉神，他怎么样侍奉神？他用侍奉神是他在为 他们祷告来侍奉神，他怎么样侍奉神呢？为他们祷告。
And how does he serve? He serves by praying for them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要彼此祷告，我们要这样的来侍奉神。
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to be praying for one another, and in so doing, serve the Lord.
所以保罗怎么样为提摩太祷告，成为我们的榜样。
How Paul prays for Timothy has become an example to us.
所以保罗为提摩太祷告的时候，他想起他。 的强项，他怎么样侍奉神？
Firstly, Paul thinks about Timothy's strengths and how he serves the Lord.
第二呢，让我们来看看保罗，他为提摩太祷告的时候呢，他也为他的软弱来祷告。
But Paul doesn't stop there. The second point is that Paul prays for Timothy's weaknesses.
我们看第四节，
Let's look at verse 4.
他说：“纪念你的眼泪，昼夜的想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。”
Paul says, as I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy.
所以你没有注意到，我们看第三节的时候，有一个词的不断的出现。第三节的时候，就是他说，我感谢神的时候，想念到你。现在不但想念你，也想念你的眼泪。
Now at this point, you may see that there is a word that Paul repeats. In verse 3, he says that I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. In verse 4, he starts by saying, as I remember your tears.
所以你看到他纪念，他想念，他纪念。So
he's constantly recalling these things.
你看第五节，他又想念到这个提摩太的信心。He
says it again in verse 5, where he says, "I am reminded of your faith."
所以这边有三个想念。And
so we see this three times he says reminded.
第一，他想念提摩太。First
he remembers Timothy.
然后想念他的眼泪。He
remembers his tears.
然后他想念他的信心或者侍奉。等一下我会解释。And
he remembers his sincere faith.
所以他想念到提摩太的眼泪，提摩太为什么会流泪呢？
As he remembers Timothy's tears, why is Timothy tearing?
很多解经家认为保罗说提摩太流泪呢，有可能一个可能就是在这个《使徒行传》的时候，保罗离开以弗所，那么提摩太可能是其中一个人送他走，所以流泪。
And the commentators say that one possibility is that in the book of Acts, as Paul was leaving Ephesus, there were a lot of people who cried tears as he left, and Timothy was one of them.
那么不但是这样呢，这个是一个可能性。另外一个可能性呢，是因为这个提摩太前书里面讲到保罗把提摩太留在以弗所，要他能够管理教会的事情，他也流泪。
The other possibility is that as Paul had left, as we read 1 Timothy, as Paul had left Timothy at Ephesus to manage the church, in that charge, Timothy had cried.
或许提摩太感觉到这个压力太大，他感觉到伤心，他流泪。And
the possibility is that the immense pressures of him managing the church had been the cause of his tears.
但是如果我们读上下文的话呢，所以特别我要你读第七、第八节呢，我就猜这段圣经呢，可能保罗提到。
But if you look at this passage in context, especially if you look at verse 7 and 8, it is a possibility that Paul or that Timothy was praying, was crying because he was afraid.
你看第七节，他说，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，是刚强，是仁爱，是要谨守。
If you look at verse 7, it says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but a power of love, of self-control."
所以保罗第八节说，你不要为我做，为给我主耶稣做见证，为此他不要害怕，不要为羞耻。
And that's why he continues to say, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or me as a prisoner, Don't be ashamed of it.
所以这个就是显现出提摩太在某方面呢，他有软弱。
And this shows that there are certain weaknesses that Timothy faces.
他可能害羞，他可能胆怯，他可能是那种 introvert， 他是内向的人。
Perhaps he's an introvert. Perhaps as he looks at Paul being thrown into prison, he's fearful. He loses an assurance.
或是他在传扬道理神的道的时候，遭到很大的压力，所以他感觉到不能够抵挡，所以他害怕，他流泪。
Perhaps in spreading of the gospel, he faces some great opposition and pressure, and he's not able to deal with that pressure.
所以保罗在这边为他祷告，所以我把他当作是保罗为他的软弱来祷告。
And Paul here is praying for those areas in his life, and that's why I said that Paul is praying for his weakness.
所以保罗想念到他的眼泪，他叫他流泪，想到他伤心，感觉到他害怕，感觉到他胆怯，他为他祷告。
And as Paul remembers his tears, he prays for strength.He prays for courage, so that he will continue to do his work.
我再强调一次，第三到第五节其实一句话，所以保罗说我感恩为你祷告的时候，不只是为你的眼泪，还为你的这个信心。
And I just want to remind you that verse 3 to 5 is one entire sentence. And so he's not just saying I thank you, I thank God, I'm thanking God for your tears and your faith.
所以在这里呢，保罗为他祷告，那么他祷告的时候他说什么呢？我纪念你的眼泪。昼夜的想去见你。
And as he does so, he says, I remember your tears, I long to see you.
那么他想要见他做什么呢？
Why does he long to see Timothy?
我相信保罗想要见他来使他更加坚强，给他鼓励，给他能够再一次的站立起来。
I believe that Paul wanted to see Timothy in order to strengthen him, in order to encourage him that he may continue the work.
所以我们看到第六节他说我要提醒你、然后你神给你的恩赐要如火再一次眺望起来，你看到这个就是已经在给我们一个支持，说这个就是保罗告诉他说你不要害怕，我要见你，我要给你加强，我要鼓励你，我要给你信心，再一次的站起来侍奉神。
And all this is underscored in verse 6 where he tells Timothy, For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is through you,、which is in you through the laying of hands. He wants to encourage Timothy to continue and press on.
所以他保罗为提摩太祷告，要他能够胜过他的软弱。
Paul was praying for Timothy that he would overcome his weaknesses.
让他能够成长起来。
That he would grow and mature.
成为一个耶稣基督的精兵，来为神的国来打仗。
That he would be a trooper for Christ and continue the work.
所以你怎么样祷告呢？打开眼睛，哎呀，我们的弟兄有这个软弱，我们的姐妹有这个软弱，我就为他祷告，主啊，赐他能够胜过，给他有能力，为他来祷告。
So brothers and sisters, how do we pray for one another? We need to look at one another's weaknesses and pray that the Lord will help us overcome those weaknesses.
你看到我们弟兄姐妹有软弱的时候，不要批评他，要来站在跟他站在一起，一起扶持他，一起来打仗，因为我们是在同一个战场上面。
And when we look at one another and we see weaknesses in one another, we do not criticize one another. We stand beside one another and fight the fight together.
所以保罗昼夜的想要见他。
And so Paul wants to night and day wants to see him.
为什么要见他呢？这边讲说使我心里快乐。
Why does Paul want to see him? Paul says so that I may be filled with joy.
你会不会觉得奇怪？保罗没有说为你快乐，其实是为我自己快乐。我看到你的时候，我很快乐。
Is that curious for you that Paul doesn't say, I want to see you so that I can make you happy? No, Paul says, I want to be happy, so I want to see you.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在服侍弟兄姐妹的时候呢，我们看他们，如果他们成长的时候，他们成长其实就是我们的快乐。
Brothers and sisters, when we see growth in our brothers and sisters, their growth should bring us joy.
当我们的弟兄，当我们看我们的教会里面，我看到有一些弟兄他来了我们的教会一段时间之后，他越来越成长，越来越爱主，越来越爱他的圣经。你看，我们谁感到快乐？他当然快乐，我更快乐。
And even as we look around us in GBF, people who have been with us for a while, we see that they're loving God's word more and they're growing more. Who's got joy? I've got joy. Of course, they too.
我们看到有些姐妹，她本来她结婚的时候刚刚很软弱，但是越来越强壮，越来越能够能够独当一面，甚至当起做起妈妈来很有把握。谁快乐？她快乐，我更快乐。
We see amongst the sisters who perhaps were weak when they first got married, but have continued to grow and become strong, and not only that, have become mothers and are managing their households. Who's happy in that? I'm extremely happy. So are they.
我们看到一些做太太的、做妈妈的， 她不但是爱孩子，爱到一个程度，她愿意放弃她这个事业，为了她的孩子，照顾她孩子，带领她孩子信主，带领她孩子来敬畏神。我告诉你，谁最快乐？我比众人更快乐。
We see mothers who, because of the love of their children, have given up their careers in order to stay home and take care of their children. Who's happy in that? Let me tell you, I am of all the happiest.
所以当我们为弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，我们看到他软，他能够站立起来，胜过软弱，坚强起来，他带给我们很大的喜乐。
And so when we pray for our brothers and sisters and we see their weaknesses, we pray for their weaknesses and we see them overcoming those weaknesses, that brings us great joy.
这边同样的，我们看到保罗跟提摩太的关系是非常的亲密。
At the same time, we see that the relationship between Paul and Timothy is extremely intimate.
他说，我想要见你，那个 longing，那个想望，那个渴望，那个渴慕。 你看到他的彼此之间弟兄姐妹之间的关系是多么的亲密。
As he says, I long to see you. That gives us an insight into just how close they were as brothers.
所以当我们在教会里面，我们发现我们的教会的弟兄姐妹。 关系非常的亲密，不管我们碰到什么问题，我们都带来教会，我们都彼此祷告，我们彼此帮助，我们都抱在一起哭。And
we see that in the church that we're in today, as people, as brothers and sisters come with their issues, and our relationship is built on these things, we see that we cry together and we rejoice together.
我们彼此帮助，我们彼此一起来扶持，然后结果我们胜过，我们能够重新站立起来。And
we help one another, and together we'll grow.
这个就是教会。
That's the church.
所以我们在教会的时候，我们要彼此的注意，打开眼睛祷告，为他来他的恩典感谢神，为他的软弱来向神求恩。
And so as we come together and pray for one another, we should be praying for one another and giving thanks for the strength and the moments of grace we see in one another's lives, but also to pray for their weaknesses.
所以我们看到第一点，保罗为提摩太感恩，我相信这是为他的。 他的恩典，他的恩赐，跟他的侍奉来祷告。
So we see the first point that Paul gives thanks for Timothy, and I believe that he's giving thanks for the strength in Timothy.
第二点，他为他的眼泪来祷告，可见他一定是为他的软弱来祷告。
Number two, he prays for Timothy's tears as a way of praying for his weaknesses.
那么第三点呢？保罗为他的什么呢？他的侍奉来祷告。
The third point is he prays for Timothy's ministry.
为什么我们讲侍奉呢？
Why do we say about his ministry?
你看第五节,
look at verse 5.
他说我想到你心里无为之信。
He says that I am reminded of your sincere faith.
这个无为之信是指他没有假装，没有假冒伪善的信心，是个真诚实、很诚恳的信心，活出他的信心来。
He's saying that he is reminded of Timothy's genuine faith, a faith that is not hypocritical, a faith that is sincere.
你会发现到，一个人信主的时候，他信了之后，他的信心能够在他生活上彰显出来，而且是诚恳的，是真实的，把他的信心活出来。And
you will see that a person who truly loves the Lord and has a sincere faith will have his faith worked out in his life.
而保罗知道这个信心从哪里来，是从他的祖母，然后传给他母亲，现在传给他的儿子。And
Paul is saying that I know where that faith comes from. It first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, and now and then your mother Eunice, and now in you.
那所以呢，保罗说，为这个缘故呢，我第七节说，他说为此呢，第六节，我为此提醒你，要再一次的眺望你的这个恩赐起来呢，然后我们不要胆怯，要坚强，要仁爱，要有爱心，要有谨守的心。And
then he reminds Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God. And then he tells him, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and self-control.
所以他说你的恩赐要如火跳望起来，跳望起来干什么呢？就是要侍奉神。所以讲到保罗说，我想到你的信心，我告诉你，你必须要侍奉神。And
he's telling Timothy to fan into flame the gift. He's telling Timothy to continue to serve the Lord.
所以你看到保罗不但为他的恩，他来他的长处，他的强项来祷告，为他的软弱祷告，他也为他的侍奉来祷告。
Paul's not just praying for his strength or his weaknesses. He's praying that he continues to minister.
一个信主的人必须要侍奉神。
And a person who believes in God must be serving.
你不要以为说我有困难才来找神，神不是要解决你的，神不是神灯，他不是要解决你的问题。你来的时候他是神，他是你的主人，你必须要听从他，你要服侍他，他不是他服侍你。
A Christian must be serving God. He is not, and not the other way around. You are someone, you come before the Lord, and if He is God, you must be serving Him, not you, not Him, you.
所以你不要把他当作你有需要才找他。如果你把他当作真的是神，他真的是你的主人，你必须要侍奉他。如果你不侍奉他，可见你还是你自己的主人，你没有把他当成主人。
If God is indeed your master, then you must be serving Him. If you're not serving Him, then clearly He's not yet your master. You are your own master.
所以我们还要问你自己，你说我信了主，没有侍奉他，这样可见你。如果你没有侍奉，可见你还没有信主。
So we need to be asking ourselves, are we serving? And if we're not, then perhaps we're not of God.
所以你必须要知道，当我说他是我的主人，他是我的神，我只是他的仆人，我只是不过是被造的，我就要懂得来到他面前，怎么样来服侍他，来完成他的旨意，完成他要我做的事情。
And if we are truly God's children, we need to come before Him and ask ourselves, how are we serving Him? How might we fulfill His will?
特别你看第八节，他说不要，你不要以给我主耶做见证为耻。你不 ，don't be ashamed， 不要害羞，不要害怕，要勇敢的为主做见证。
He says in verse 8, excuse me, do not be ashamed of the testimony. Do not be fearful of it. Do not be embarrassed.But continue to be a testimony for me.
所以你看到保罗吗？他为他的侍奉，为提摩太的侍奉来祷告。
And so we see that Paul prays for Timothy's ministry.
所以你有没有为你的弟兄的侍奉来祷告？
Do we pray for our brothers and sisters in ministry?
你有为他们看到他们怎么样在教会里面彼此服侍？
Do we pray for the fact that they are serving one another in the church?
你们张开眼睛看着他们有没有在这个教会里面帮助或者服侍或者做一些事情来证明或者给他们看到他的确是这样爱神这样来服侍。
And do you see in them the grace of God when they are serving one another in the church?
你有没有看到弟兄姐妹的需要？其实弟兄姐妹，如果你爱一个人，你必须要付出。如果你没有付出，你觉得你爱的不够。
Are you praying for their needs? Because brothers and sisters, we need in serving, we need to be sacrificing.
是的，我们讲这段圣经呢，讲到是祷告，但是这个祷告是建立在我们彼此相爱的关系上面。
Yes, well, this passage talks about prayer. Our prayer needs to be the foundations of it needs to be the relationships that we have with one another.
所以你会发现，他们因为彼此相爱。他们才会这样的彼此的祷告。
And it is only because they had such a close relationship were they able to pray for one another like this.
我们再来一次看第五节，他说：“想到你心里无为之信，这信先是在你的外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基心里，现在也深信在你的心里。”
Let's look again at verse 5. Paul says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now." I'm sure dwells in you as well.
这边我们就看到这个孩子怎么信主呢？就是他祖母，然后传给他的母亲，然后传给他。你看到这个照管理或者是养育儿女的其中一个责任，就是把你的信仰传递下去。
In that verse, we see that Timothy came to faith because his grandmother Lois had passed on the gospel to his mother Eunice.And now, his mother Eunice has passed on the gospel to him.
你有没有为你的下一代来把福音传递下去？
Are we passing on the gospel to our next generation?
你有为你的孩子祷告吗？
Are you praying for your children?
你有把你的信仰、你的信心传承下去吗？
Is your faith being passed down to them?
你知道这个卫斯理·约翰呢？这个的母亲 Susanna， 她有几个孩子，你知道吗？
John Wesley, his mother,
有几个孩子？
How many children do you think she has?
她有19个孩子。
She had 19 kids.、
孩子很多的时候，这些孩子怎么知道她母亲在祷告呢？
How do the children know that their mother is praying for them?
他告诉他孩子，当他的把头那个一个布盖在他头上的时候，就不可以吵妈妈，因为妈妈在祷告。
She tells her children that when you see your mother with a cloth over her head, do not disturb her because she's praying.
所以他们很小就知道母亲对神的一种敬仰、一种敬畏、一种爱慕。
And so from a very young age, they understood the love and the reverence that their mother had for God.
所以我们必须要把这个信心、这个福音把它传承下去。
And we need to be displaying that faith in the lives of our children and pass it down.
所以让我们的孩子能够得救，不但是得救，而且有这个传承那个信仰能够传承。
So that they could hear the gospel and be saved. Not only that, that they would have a Christian heritage.
所以，请问你懂不懂得为你的弟兄姐妹祷告？
So do you know how to pray for your brothers and sisters?
所以这边保罗就给我们看到，一开始的时候，保罗先为提摩太祷告，我们就从中学习到，原来我们可以这样为我们的弟兄姐妹祷告。
As we open 2 Timothy, we see how Paul prays for Timothy, and we can, in that model, follow and pray for one another.
所以你必须打开眼睛，看他的恩典是什么，看到他的需要是什么，看到他的侍奉是什么，我们就可以为他好好的在神面前祷告。
So open your eyes. As you're praying, pray for one another's strengths. As you're praying, pray for the weaknesses that we see in one another, and then pray for the service and ministry that we are all involved in.
如果你要学习祷告，你就来我们的祷告会。
And if you would like to practice that, please come for our prayer meeting.
如果你已经学会祷告，你就不用来我们的祷告会。
But of course, if you've mastered the art of prayer, then you don't have to come.
啊，请问你谁已经学会祷告？举手哈。
Can I have a show of hands who's mastered the
art? 这样我可以不用再为你祷告了，你已经毕业了。
So then I can scratch you off my prayer list. You've already graduated.
没有人学会的，所以我们在一起，我们来祷告会不是因为我会祷告，是因为我不会祷告，所以我才一起祷告，一起彼此的辅助，彼此的鼓励，这样的祷告。
Nobody is mastered prayer. In fact, we come together in order to encourage one another and guide one another as we pray.
所以你看到这边保罗给我们看到，他祷告是他很清楚的爱提摩太，他知道提摩太的实在的情形，所以知道如何为他祷告。
Paul was very clear about Timothy's situation and his environment and his emotions, and therefore he was able to so clearly pray for Timothy.
当然我们在读这段圣经的时候，我们很想要知道这个保罗怎么样叫提摩太怎么样这个如火眺望起他的恩赐来。
Of course, the question in all our minds right now is how can we fan into flame the gift that God has given us?
啊，这个就是下个星期你必须要来。
And that is for next week.
不然的话我今天就不会告诉你了。
And I won't be sharing that today.
下个星期我们就要跟大家一起思想，我们怎么样为神眺望起我们的这个爱神的心跟侍奉神的心。
We want to consider next week how can we fan the flames in our lives for God.
而且呢，按手是什么意思？
And not only that, what does laying on of hands mean?
啊，这些呢，我们必须要在下个星期才仔细的跟大家分享。
And these will be things that we'll be discussing next week.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Lord, our living and heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that was written for us. We thank you that, Lord, we have a model from the Apostle Paul himself as he prayed for one that was so close to him. Father, we pray even now that as we look around us,and consider the needs of one another as we consider the strengths, the moments of grace that we see in one another's lives and the times that we have overcome and even as we consider the ministries that different people have in this church, we pray that you will help us to pray with our eyes open, that you would help us to pray with a situational awareness. We pray that you would help us to have relationships that are meaningful, that we might be able to further pray and minister to one another in ways that are specific, Lord. We pray that even as we continue next week, that you would help us to understand how we might use this to fan the flames for you in our lives.